Trenches dug by hand.
Bullets in the shape of a smiley face.
War was different back then. Instead of killing the enemy, why, you tried to make him laugh. Two nations facing off against each other. The game, comedy. The prize, all the land.
They took tickle fight to a whole nother level.
When they would capture POWs, why, they wouldn't waterboard them. They'd tickle them with feathers underneath their pits until they giggled.
And then if they didn't give the information they wanted, they tickled them with bullets.
Bullets with smiley faces on them. You might think this is cruel, but all is fair in love and laugh war.
Live, laugh, war!
A 5, a 6, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Musical Monday,
Musical Monday. Don't get too sore, ha ha ha.
When you go to an old war.
Music. Back to Musical Monday with Zach and Shane at Improv Broadway. I'm Zach. This is Shane. We're at Improv Broadway. This is Caleb. Let's get to it. You just heard the opening overture of the song Old War, the musical.
And it's cool because the stage starts off with bodies littered. Dead bodies that they've dug from graves.
Great big smiles still on their faces from all the giggling.
Great big giggle smiles on their faces and bullets holes in the shape of a smiley face.
Yeah, so the overture was, this I want to clarify, so like it made it seem like it was just all giggles and tickles, but there was killing. So they would make them laugh so hard they would die, and eventually they would shoot them with bullets.
In the shape of a smiley face.
In the shape of a smiley face.
Or a yin and yang signal, symbol.
Sure. Or sometimes they would get bored after the smiley face and they would stop, but if they keep going, they can eventually make a
yin and yang.
Or the middle school S with all of the, with like,
or the,
eight,
like the
lines.
Dollar sign S?
Yeah.
Or privates.
Which war makes sense.
Yeah.
Private privates.
Private privates. Which was one of the sergeant's names.
Sergeant Private Privates.
So we open up on Sergeant Private Privates. He's in the barracks. He's with the boys.
He's with the boys.
And he's having a hard time. War's been going on a long time.
And this is old war.
Old war.
This isn't any war that maybe we'd be related to a soldier.
No,
this is old war.
It's an old war that nobody's ever heard about.
Yes. But yeah. The playwright decided to bring it to life today. And we see Sergeant Private Privates in his barracks with all his seamen. That's right. He's also taking care of the Navy. And he's with all of them. And he is giving them a pep talk before they go into battle in the morning.
And he's saying, what's the point of war? To not face our emotions. To make the other team smile. And to put a smile on their face. Because what are we fighting for?
Happiness and joy.
For everybody. What are we fighting for? Who knows?
Let's hear
honestly,
that song. What are we
with
fighting
most
for?
Wars, and he can't remember. He's like, wait.
He's legitimately asking.
He's like,
what are we even fighting for?
What are we fighting for? It's akin to World War One, where the beginning of the war was insane. It
yes.
did not
but
need to start.
But this is not
it's
even
not,
adjacent
no,
to World
not
War One.
No. It's an old war.
It's, an
it's
old
just
war.
A similar reasoning.
Let's if hear barely. This song. What are we fighting for? Are we fighting for justice for our loved ones back home? Are we fighting for freedom so that we won't stand alone? Are we fighting for food? Are we fighting for laughs? Are we fighting for good mood? Or am I just making gaffes? What are we fighting for? What are we fighting for? I really need to know what we're fighting for.
Jimmy just got stabbed by the opposing team. What do you call him? The other side?
War opponents.
War opponents. He just got stabbed, but at least it's for a good reason. Tell me, Sergeant Private Privates. Tell me he didn't give his life in vain.
Maybe he was fighting for the laugh. It was pretty funny the way he went down. Maybe he was fighting for the giraffes. The way he looks like a clown. Or maybe he was fighting for water rights because there's not enough to go around. Maybe he was fighting for his right to party. That sounds good in the town. What are we fighting for? What are we fighting for? I really, really need to know. What are we fighting for?
Privates, you mean you don't even know what we're fighting for?
I mean, it has to be one of those things I mentioned, right? Gaffs, party, giraffes, clowns, or laughs.
Well, do we have to be doing this? Couldn't we just call a truce? My brothers out there are diving, Private Sergeant Privates.
Now listen, I don't know what we're fighting for, but the one thing that I know is that we never give up. We charge on and on. I don't care what it is, but we'll be in the front lines, fighting till our last breath, until the moment that we die. Cause that is what we do in the old country, and that is this war that we're serving.
Maybe we're fighting for testosterone.
That's it!
That's a meaning we can all get behind. That's what we're fighting for.
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 That's what we're fighting for. Testosterone.
Just get back out there. Incredible.
Isn't that what most wars are about? It's just a big old something measuring contest, isn't it?
Yep, measuring the size of your guns.
The size of your guns. How long is your gun? Everyone's the longest gun.
How thick is your gun?
How girthy is your gun?
Oh, gosh.
How many veins does your gun have?
What's the angle of your gun?
What's the curvature of your gun?
How many people scream and run away from your gun?
More than I would expect.
Smelly is your gun sometimes.
How often do you clean it? And why is once a year the right answer?
Why do some guns have sheaths and others don't?
And why do you remove the sheath for religious reasons sometimes?
Why did I have no choice but to remove my gun sheath?
Yeah, and why do you give him a gun as a baby?
These are all really important questions.
Really, really great questions.
That they covered in the monologue right before that song, which we won't see. But
no,
it all
it's past. It's in the past.
But gosh darn it, it wouldn't be war unless there were letters back home. Mm-hmm. And the correspondence, because you only have so much that you can say.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so in this next song, it's between a, it's between Sergeant Private Privates. He's got...
I just want to break apart his name. So his first name is Private and his last name's Privates. Yeah. He's a sergeant.
And his title is Sergeant.
Well, imagine, you know, a decade previously when he first joined the military, he's Private, Private, Private.
And he's pretty secretive, so he was kind of a private, 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 private.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one time one of his soldier roommates, you know, that's what they call him, yeah. Walked in uh-huh. And the shower with him, and he was like, oh my gosh, private, 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 privates, privates, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, it's a cute name.
It's a really
that
so
he
cute.
Doesn't appreciate. Yeah. But in this song, he is writing home to his wife, who has, you know, 12 kids.
And she's had 3 since he was gone.
Yeah, and he's fine with that.
Well, he thinks they're all his.
Exactly, that's yeah, why he's, that's fine, why with he's it. Fine with
it. It's because easier. They are. It's easier to think that they're your own.
Yeah, because they are. Because
they are.
She made a couple trips to war.
She made some conjugal visits.
She got private with Sergeant Private Privates.
And that's what this song is called. I'm just kidding.
No. But yeah, it's just they're back and forth. They're both kind of just talking a little bit about what's going on at home. And then also just desperately wishing for the other to come home. And also still just kind of wondering, like, you know, gosh, I hope this war ends soon. What is it about again? Like, when will it end?
It's been so long. Yeah. It's hard to remember everything.
Yeah,
know?
What do we have to get before it ends?
Like, is there a specific place we have to reach? Is there a certain amount of people we have to make die or giggle?
Are we supposed to make them laugh or die? We're not quite sure.
Doing a lot of both.
But also, you know, in the second half of the song, Sarvin, it's been a while since one of those visits.
He wants to get his privates off.
That's not even anywhere near a euphemism. He just said the thing.
It is, because he wants to get his title of private off.
He doesn't have a title of private anymore. He's a sergeant.
Well, he was.
It's true.
He wants to scrub from his record.
How they do it is they put the badge on you, and when you get the next title, they just stick that badge on top of that badge. So instead of like all of the squares, it's just like this stack of badges.
Yeah,
he wants his wife to do the honors of getting his privates off.
Yeah.
All military procedure.
Of course.
And so, yeah, he's kind of suggesting that she gives him a little something-something in the letters, but again, it's all letters.
She wants a little something something in return.
Yeah.
An exchange of goods.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and in exchange for a little something something, you'll divorce me.
Well, she would get a lot of money in the divorce. She's got so many kids to take care of.
Yeah, 12.
Too. Sergeant Private Private salary is not a whole lot.
In war times?
Old war times, especially.
She has to draw nylons on her legs.
Yeah. And she has to draw pancakes on her children's
plates.
And their mouths. And she has to rub it off and animate it as if it's going.
Yeah, bite. Aren't you full now, Jeremy?
And she draws a full tummy on their stomachs.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
Yeah, no, times word are, bubble times that are says tough. Delicious.
I'm full.
But she's not abusing her children.
This is old times.
They don't have, they have water soup. And they have water muffins.
Uh-huh.
And they have water.
They have warm ice gummies.
And they have rocks for water.
Yeah. Right. They have water for food and rocks for water. Okay. Right. So let's see the song.
Let's hear this back and forth.
And we'll figure out what it's titled later.
Yeah, let's just figure it out. Dearest Eustace. Wife of mine. You have the name of a man, but that's just fine. War has been cold, so bitter and brutal. I wish that you were here with me. 1891 BC. That's the date I am writing ye. So give me true. Some words of comfort, please give me a letter of love, a letter of love, a letter of love, a letter, a letter of love.
Dear Sergeant Privates, I fear I cannot say your name. It feels just like we're strangers. I can't imagine not seeing you any later. The baby got a gun today. The officer said, shoot anyone any day. Everyone's your enemy. That's our new town motto. That's why I can't wait until we get to go back to peace and serenity. But I find when I see that future, Sergeant Privates, you're not with me. So I'm hoping that we can divorce peacefully. We started a book club, but most of us don't know how to read. So I'll be assuming what you say in your letter is what sounds good to me in letters of love. In letters of love. In letters of love.
Dear Mrs. Privates, your words wound me much more than the enemy. How can you write this, a scathing letter, when you can't even read? It must have been the other side that forged your hand. No wife of mine would ever be so bland and cruel and dry and stale. Make me cry with these words that pierce my heart.
Dear Sergeant Privates, I'm shocked that you haven't died yet. Looks like I lost $100 in that sad bet. I thought that you would lay down your life and save me the strife of no longer being your wife. Because you know that I'll be ostracized by the girls in my life. They'll give me the scarlet letter. Wish I never received your letter.
Dear Mrs. Privates, I need to know if you are even just a little bit caring. So just answer me this one small question, dear. What are you wearing?
Dear Sergeant Privates, you scamp, I'm wearing Muslim dress. It is cold and it is damp.
Dear Mrs. Privates, what do you mean by Muslim dress? Do you mean the religious garb they wear?
I meant the fabric muslin. Muslin. What is that called?
I forgot you don't know how to read or write, so you don't get it right. But I think I get the picture, although.
Dear Private, Private Sergeant Private, I hope that you don't mind. I tell the society you've died, so don't come back to this town, or they'll assume you're a changeling that has stolen the skin of my husband. We're a superstitious lot, so you best get out and gut. I don't want you here anymore, because the butcher down the street meets all of my flesh needs, and I would rather you be gone forevermore.
Dear Mrs. Privates, oh yeah, I like that. I love this little foreplay that we do. This little roleplay where you abandon me, think you have power. Why, you are a woman in this ancient date and hour. Oh, how it turns me on. Why, you think you can move on and think you have power in the town.
Dear Private, Sergeant Private, Private, I've dressed up in the other army's gear, and soon you'll see me right here with a rifle aimed in your derriere.
Oh yeah, Mrs. Private.
Time to take my shot.
Oh yeah, baby.
This is the last sensation that you'll have.
Yeah.
I hope that you like it as your last. One last hole.
To make me whole.
Consider this a letter of love. Yours truly, Eustace Abomination.
Let you go by her maiden name. Maybe this wasn't foreplay after all. We need a Gabriel reaction cam.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh, can't wait to dig into that one for hours. Clipping. Which angle? Which angle's the best one?
Which angle? Should we zoom in when they say private?
I love how his name just devolved to private, private, privates, privates.
There's still a sergeant in there most of the time.
I know, I can't... The actor kept forgetting.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, he did. It's a long script.
This last song's real short.
Tiny.
Because what do you call the other opposing side of a war?
The enemy?
The enemy? Ugh. Is that really all you call them?
Well, I mean, they didn't start using that.
It depends on what their name is, you know?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, so the two sides.
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. the best way to cure any war.
I need you to buy some Coca-Cola.
Uncle Sam wants you to spend your government money in the best way possible.
Glug, glug.
Glug, glug.
Anyway, so, sorry, Caleb. Yeah.
The two sides of the war. They've got, right, they each have their front. There's the western front of this team and the eastern front of this team. They've been pushing back and forth. They're going in a circle like this.
Yeah.
They're just back circle, and forth, circle, circle, back circle. And forth, back and forth. Eventually, some guy on the other side starts thinking about, I don't think we've been here before. You know? What is the point of the war?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he decides to climb up out of the trenches and find out.
But unfortunately, he gets shot.
He gets shot immediately. Yep.
And,
it's really sad.
And he goes to the doctor, and there's nothing they can do.
Yeah.
Because they don't wash their hands yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And they tell them that.
Yeah.
We don't wash our hands. There's nothing we can do for you. If only there was a way we could wash our hands.
And they go and they look in the water bucket and it's all rocks.
It's all rocks. And they go in the pantry.
It's
all water. But it's for eating, not for cleaning.
Not for cleaning. They do, that's the rule of
this
town.
They do draw a stitched up wound around his gunshot.
Around his disgusting, just putrid.
Yeah, so at least he can look like he's been healed.
You pointed the stitches here, which is weird because it was a headshot, and so they just gave
him stitches. He's got so much hair, they wouldn't be able to see it if they drew it on his head. So he's like, we will make you a cured wound.
Yeah.
So that you can feel like you're going to be okay.
We didn't say what we'd cure.
Yeah.
Right.
That, and that's how doctors will get you. You say, like, they'll like, hey, we'll make you feel better. And then they'll say, we didn't say what would make you feel better.
Your hands aren't on fire, are they?
Yeah, we gave you a nice hand massage.
Sure did. Anyways, this soldier's sign of bravery inspires the rest of the troops. And they realize, hey, that guy took a headshot for us. And what is this war for? Absolutely nothing. Huh. And they start laying down their arms one at a time.
Right. But first, as he's dying, he gives a beautiful monologue where he's just explaining, you know, his legacy. He's, you know, he's saying what the war meant to him. And then his comrades are just kind of like feeling inspired by that.
Yes. And then the thing I said happens. Uh-huh. I say, what was it for? Right. Absolutely nothing, huh? Throw it down on the ground.
Yeah.
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 And the war is fixed.
It's fixed and done.
It just turns into crimes. The war's over. People still shoot each other.
It's just
crimes. Yeah, the people that have really been having a good time and want to stick around, they're welcome to, but they're criminals now.
You're welcome to bayonet someone in the heart, but that is a crime, not a war crime.
It's not legal anymore because war is basically legal killing people.
Yeah, and that's the message of today. And the guy talks about that a lot in his monologue.
Yeah.
In this song called War No More.
The head wound's in your head, soldier.
But I like to look at this crayon drawing of stitches. It makes me feel better. Cause what is war but a wound? And what is peace but stitches? And what is the blood but all of us? Spilled on the ground, but better together in the body that is this land. No, no more. I thought it would make me somebody. I thought it would make me someone important that I could prove that Why, if I made enough people laugh to death, why, maybe I'd meet something to Papa back at the farm. But when I stared at my 1,000th smiling face dead in the water, I realized the joke was on me. And so I laid down my arms. I laid down my knife, and I stood up, and I took that headshot with pride. Because I'd rather have a broken brain than a broken nation. And I'd rather have a bullet in the head than ideas that poison my mind. For here is the truth that I speak unto you. We're not shooting enemies. We're not shooting war opponents. We're shooting brothers, uncles, nephews, step-nephews, uncles twice removed, papas, husbands, and guys we're not related to.
War, we don't need it. Instead, we're gonna play a game of Parcheesi, and that will decide what we're fighting for.
Yeah! War, we don't need it. Instead, we're gonna play a game of Parcheesi, and then that will decide what this war was for.
I
thought that was the chorus. War, no more. We're gonna play a game of Parcheesi,
and that will decide what we're fighting for.
Or we could play a game of Twister if we wanna move our bodies around, because cardio is good for as long as no bullets can be found.
Oh, we could play four square if we dare, but we do it turn-based and no winners.
Or maybe a game of rock, paper, scissors, but you can say anything instead of rock, paper, scissors, like rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Black hole!
Black hole. Paper, scissors, God!
That's something we can both agree on.
Or we could say, war, no more. Let's play a game of Parcheesi, and that will decide
what we're fighting for.
Or maybe we can all sit down with our fuzziest blanket, and as for the interpersonal problems, discuss it.
Maybe we can make popcorn, Netflix, and chill. Maybe we can do that instead of deciding to kill. And we'll pop the popcorn kernels into each other's mouths.
Or instead of four, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Maybe do a little karaoke and sing. And that's how we can solve all of our interpolitical problems.
And we'll say war no more. Game of Parcheesi, and that will decide what we're fighting for.
Is this just a simplistic answer that won't really work? Maybe if we just went on the dance floor, got a couple shots in and started to twerk. Cause when your butt's flying, you know you can't be lying about the political problems. And when you're on the dance floor clubbing it up, then you know it can't be any rifle shooting up.
Men, don't attack, just throw it back. Hey men, don't attack, just throw it back. Don't shoot your guns, just show off these and flex your guns. That's how we end all the war. And don't shoot your bullets, just shoot your shot at the guy across the trench that all war you thought was secretly hot. Hey man, do you war here often? Cause I'm seeing you in uniform, my heart's beginning to soften. Oh, whoa. Is that the sprinkle of death?
Revenge! I guess we can't play a game of Parcheesi.
Too bad. Can't solve war. Never can.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Dance Dance Revolution.
And I should have said
Coca-Cola.
That. Coca-Cola.
It was a Dance Dance Revolution. But we might not be able to end war, but the thing we can end is this episode today. But we'll be back. We'll be back. Unlike war. I hope it never comes back. Well, it's here. Sorry. We hope you come back, and we hope you enjoy it, and we hope you like it, and we hope you comment, and we hope you watch, and we hope you share.
Better than Pepsi.
But not better than...
Music on Monday.
Ah!